Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
1, 2, 3!
As big a play as you'll have all season. Minshew to throw. Minshew swings it out to the back left side. It's incomplete!
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
No good! Prater misses from 51, and the Seahawks win.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
As far as the future goes, I'll sit down with Robert, and we'll talk about things.
Today's guests, two-time Super Bowl champion and Greenlight podcast host, Chris Long. Plus, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Can confirm, I'm here. I'm here, I'm not in Houston, because I'm a professional, and I'm here for you. I'm here for you.
That's what it seems.
I'm here for everybody in this studio. I'm here for the Roku channel. I'm here for our terrestrial radio affiliate network. We've personally stitched together coast to coast for the Rich Eisen Show. I'm here for SiriusXM Odyssey. I'm here for the podcast listenership. I'm here for us. We're doing Overreaction Monday later on. We've done the last two Overreaction Mondays separate from each other.
I understand.
Which is not great.
I miss you, even though
it's gotten the most listens and the most isn't that odd? That the most watched and listened versions of our show,
we're separate. I get it.
You know, and we're both too close to the cameras, two bald guys with bad backgrounds for our hairlines. It's not great.
I'm blurry because I'm in my bedroom.
But, so we got to be here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm here. I'm here. You're there. I'm here. I'm better than you. So, no, I'm here. Okay?
But are you a real fan? I'm going to put up a poll. Are you a real fan for not going to the game?
Of course. I'm going to be at home. I'm going to be at home with friends, kids.
You could have went to the game.
So what?
I'm just kidding.
I appreciate that. But I'm here. I'm going to be here Tuesday. What a bummer. I wouldn't be here the day after Michigan wins or loses the national championship. I'm showing up.
Oh, you could have made it back.
I'll be back.
Thank you.
Private aviation.
Stop. Oh, private. Yeah. Okay, look at you. Private aviation. Huh?
I thought you were a real fan.
Huh?
You know?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
private. Look, jeez. Wow.
Fly back and forth.
Tom Brady give you a lift. You know
that's
what I'm
saying.
Oh, Tom Brady. Yeah.
There's a Michigan plane taking off every half hour right across the street.
Let me just start this hour with this. Okay. The what's at stake?
Oh.
I am so excited for tonight. The phrase that Susie and I use with our kids, I think I've mentioned here before, it's nervous-sighted. I'm nervous and excited. And I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, God, what happens if Michigan loses? What happens if they get this far and it doesn't happen? I'm just not going to do that because in the history of this program, literally the first story that we covered with regularity in the fall of 2014, when we came on the air in this studio on the old Audience Network on DirecTV, was, is Jim Harbaugh going to leave the San Francisco 49ers? And if so, is it at all possible he could come back to Michigan and help save that program in the same way that he turned the 49ers around and took them to the Super Bowl? And everybody was telling me that ain't happening. That ain't happening, Rich. And I kept talking about it. How many people came on the show and said it's not happening? Multitudes.
All of them.
Right. And then he did. And then here we are.
Yep.
It took, eight, nine years? But we're finally playing for the national championship. Michigan is going to tee up a football against the University of Washington tonight. And again, I'm taking my alma mater's point of view here. Washington is another 14-0 team in this game that could be the better 14-0 team. We'll find out. that could be a team of destiny, as they believe that they are, with this remarkable quarterback coach combination that Washington fans should be in love with. And I will be talking about a ton of Washington players at the combine and the draft in the same way I believe I'll be doing from my alma mater. So I'm just taking my own point of view that I cannot believe I woke up today and Michigan is teeing up a football tonight for the national championship. And and the right to claim tonight that they are, in fact, leaders and best, like the fight song says. That's what I cannot believe, and I'm going to enjoy the hell out of it, even if I wind up unhappy by the end of the night. And I may have to remind myself of this, and my wife and children will be around to remind me of that throughout the game, when I'm up and pacing and doing my usual business when Michigan plays an all-important football game. And I don't know how this feels because Michigan's never played for the national championship. 97, when it was on SportsCenter as a 27-year-old, 28-year-old. I mean, that was against Ryan Leaf's Washington State Cougars. And we knew they if they won, it would just be an argument in who thought Michigan was better than Nebraska and vice versa. Tonight, there's nothing to answer. And I came on this set when all the Connor Stallions crap was happening and all of that stuff was happening, and it's still people are talking about it. There was a Yahoo story with three unnamed people that was put out there over the weekend saying how this is a travesty and a sham and a mockery of the NCAA, as if the NCAA doesn't make that themselves. But be that as it may, it's going to be out there. It's out there on this national championship weekend leading to Monday, all the Connor Stallion stuff. I said, the one thing, the one avenue through all of this morass for the Wolverines was to win every last game on its schedule. And they have done exactly that up until this point, and we will find out tonight. And it would be glorious to actually have that mission accomplished tonight. That's my two cents. And I don't, if it's Harbaugh's last game either way, what a time this year was in the last 3 years. The previous five were trying on occasion, but we've gotten to this point, and I do believe the coaching staff's to a point where he could hand it off to them and they could keep it going. Or he stays. Wouldn't that be something?
I mean, he's won 78% of his games in Michigan. Like, he's been a rousing success.
I would agree.
He got you guys back to national relevance, which you hadn't been for a while.
Well, I mean, what we are right now is living in a world where Michigan is the dominant team in the Big Ten, the dominant team in the Michigan-Ohio State Series, and potentially the champion of the sport by the end of the night, playing for it. And I would have signed to live in that world for 1 year, not alone three, when Jim signed on the dotted line for the first time with Michigan 9 years ago. So I got through that. I'm trying to avoid the subject matter because every time I think about it, I mean, honestly, I have been sleeping well the last two nights.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the melatonin.
Is it the wine?
So nerves check is high, right?
Nerves check is, I'm nervous-sided. I'm nervous and excited together.
You're nervous-sided.
Yeah. And I know you wanted to do a watch party where maybe I call the Roku guys and say, how about watch the game?
Watch us watch the game.
First of all, I'm not that Truman Show type of guy where I need to be on camera all the time.
I
don't want that version of me to be seen. There's versions of me where I'm yelling at television sets, yelling at officials, cursing. Yeah, I don't need to be that.
Oh, okay. All right.
In front of others. You've really never seen that version of me either.
Not.
And you've been
really
around me a lot over the last 15 years.
Yeah.
You've never seen that version of me.
I've never actually watched a huge, important game with you.
Well, because I don't have them. Honestly, I don't have them.
Right.
Where I learned in the Rose Bowl in my senior year for the regular season game against UCLA that I covered that year in Bo's final season, that last game where Michigan lost to USC when Bo called for a fake punt that worked and then got negated by a penalty that is, I think, fraudulent to this day. But I learned in the press box, you cheer, you're out. I swear.
Yeah.
I learned that senior year when I was in the Michigan press box. You cheer, you're out. So I have kind of removed myself watching games because on SportsCenter for all those years, and the Yankees and the Michigan football team, and on occasion the Jets will get me riled up when the Jets don't patently disappoint me. So when was the last time Michigan played important games? In the first 5 years of Harbaugh's era, and then Brady Hoke and Rich Rod, you haven't been around.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And, you know, I was New Year's Eve, we were separate. Certainly, I wasn't going to be around you with Georgia. That would have been done anyway within about 5 minutes. And then last year, TCU, I was at the game. So I was around other people, which right. means I had to act, and my and my 11-year-old at the time. So.
Yeah, he set an example.
Right, and he was getting upset, and I wanted to show him that it's just a game. But deep down inside,
right.
I was cursing.
I can feel it.
So that's tonight. Cannot believe we are in the launch position in Houston, huh? Of all places.
Hey,
you know?
In Houston, we have a problem.
You know what I mean?
Someone bought them.
All right. In my 20 years of doing the old NFL thing, 21, I should stop saying just 20. I know this might be recency bias. I can't recall a more juicy, enjoyable slate of wild card weekend games like soup to nuts.
Oh man, there's so many.
You know what I mean? The matchups put the super in super wild card weekend.
Sure.
And now we joke all the time because in my 20 plus years, if the Texans win the AFC South, they are going to be the first game of wild card weekend in the afternoon. And sure enough, like
without fail, yeah.
There they are again.
First up,
but Browns Texans folks
is. Pretty fun.
From so many different reasons.
This is really fun.
But the one that jumps out at me is you have a 22-year-old wunderkind rookie quarterback going against a 38-year-old Joe Flacco who just lit it up against the Texans last time they were there. I believe it was at week 15 when they were there. Now, the Texans didn't have Stroud. That was the Case Keenum, Davis Mills, if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one performance, where Amari Cooper went off the charts. So now here comes Stroud, whose first throw on Saturday night. I had
a thing of beauty.
You know what? When I saw it, I was the Rick Dalton GIF at home, pointing at the television set. Because that throw he made to Nico Collins, I'm getting goosebumps even talking about it, how effortless it looked with him stepping up in the pocket. Now, there were people around him, so it's not like he wasn't pressured. He was. But he stepped up, and he threw that ball to Nico Collins for the touchdown and the first snap. I pointed at the screen. You know why? Because that's the throw he made over and over and over again when he was in the building for the combine. Mm. And everyone, including Daniel Jeremiah, as we watched Bryce Young stand there in his warm-up clothes, like, maybe he's the first overall pick in the draft? The way he looked against Georgia, in unfortunately for him, losing in the national semifinal.
It wasn't his fault they lost.
No, I know. it was his doing that they had a –
had a shot.
They were in front.
Had a kick, too.
With his legs, too, right? Yep. I mean, he was so remarkable in that game. So clearly he's got some big game ability, and I always like trolling when it's Ohio State. But honestly, that kid gave Michigan fits, too, even when we're supposed to have known his plays. And now here comes Flacco.
Couldn't help yourself, could you?
Nope. Flacco. Okay. With the Browns. This is going to be awesome. I can't wait for this game. That's a great way to start it.
And it's the team that traded the guy to the other team. Deshaun Watson goes to the Browns in this deal. And now he's not even in the game.
If we had said before the season, Browns are going to be against the Texans in the opening game of Super Wild Card Weekend, we'd be like, oh, God, Deshaun's coming home. This is...
it's
amazing,
Joe
too.
Friggin' Flacco.
And one last thing as well, if you put up the screen here, because the next game is Steelers and the Bills. Let's just say the Bills take care of their business. And then let's just say the Dolphins, the way that they looked as well, okay? Because that's the next game on Saturday night is Dolphins at Chiefs.
Exclusively on Peacock.
Okay. And so let's just say Tyreek Hill returning to Kansas City, another remarkable storyline. And again, I called the first game between these two teams in Germany. And that was the game when Trent McDuffie, who the Chiefs drafted with a draft pick that they got from Miami for Tyreek Hill, stripped him of the football. And Brian Cook, who's now been since injured, returned it for a touchdown. And that wound up being the margin of difference for the Chiefs to win that game. And I thought to myself, well, if they play each other in the playoffs, it will definitely have to be an Arrowhead. And the Dolphins had multiple chances to stay in front of Kansas City, which they got in front of Kansas City after losing to them in Germany. The fact that they are, in fact, playing together in this game is mind-blowing. And the fact that the subtext of that contest in Germany was, what a bummer this isn't in Arrowhead. Even though it was amazing that it was in Germany.
Right.
Because Tyreek Hill being back in Arrowhead would be something. And it's going to be apparently 12 degrees, like wind chill around zero,
yeah,
as a cold snap is coming into Kansas City. So
the forecast is now 7.
Oh, my gosh.
7 degrees on.
So let's just say the Chiefs take care of business there. And then the next wild card game, this is amazing because I don't remember as well that the NFL is like, let's take care of one conference first before we even get to the next conference. The first three games of Super Wild Card Weekend, Wild Card Weekend, is in fact all AFC teams. Mm. So let's just assume the Bills take care of business against the Steelers. And let's just assume the Dolphins can't, in 7-degree weather, get past the Chiefs. And let's assume the Browns take care of business against the Texans because they have been playing superior football compared to most since Flacco's taken over. That puts Joe Flacco in Baltimore on divisional wildcard weekend, which puts to shame every other storyline I just mentioned, with all due respect to Tyreek Hill going back to Kansas City.
Well, it could be Chiefs in Buffalo.
Which is exactly what Buffalo's been waiting for. But that's down the road.
Yes.
That's why I'm saying this entire AFC, and also just the passion of these teams, and I understand every fan base has the passion. So, that's unbelievable. Then there's the NFC playoffs, which begins with the classic confrontation of Green Bay in Dallas. I mean, we go back to the Ice Bowl here with these franchises in terms of win-or-go-home games. And, of course, Favre had his days. Dallas got the better of Favre when they faced.
Yes, we did.
And then Rodgers, the two games that he took on Dallas was Dez caught it in Green Bay, and then Jared Cook caught it in Dallas. Remember that one?
On the sideline.
That was insane.
What a dart.
He also won his Super Bowl in Dallas.
In Dallas, yeah.
And Rodgers also had his first significant action of his career in Dallas when Favre went down on a Saturday night against Romo. I mean, this is so, it's fitting that Jordan Love with 32 touchdown passes in his first full year as starter.
Wild.
As we turn the page again at the quarterback position, of all teams for him to face, it's Dallas. And of all coaches to be coaching Dallas, it's Mike McCarthy versus Matt LaFleur, who's showing everybody, oh yeah, I can coach. It's not just who I was coaching. And of all teams that could come in and show Dallas, hey, you're great at home, but we don't know what we don't know. The youngest team in the history of the playoffs, Green Bay, showing up. Holy cow. What a storyline that is. But does it all pale in comparison to Matthew Stafford going to Detroit? Jared Goff, when he got traded from the Rams to Detroit, it was just one of those old way stations because is Detroit really going to use him? Could they really win with him when the Rams just gave him up for a guy that's never won a playoff game, just hoping that the guy who has done a ton of good things in Detroit never won a playoff game in Ford Field? Could his first career Ford Field playoff win come as a member of the Rams in the Lions' first Ford Field playoff game ever and first playoff game they've hosted in 30 years of all people to come and potentially one and done them? It's Matthew Stafford, and the guy who can prevent it is the clear, as everyone was talking about at the day of the trade, cast off. He was being cast off. And the ones that got sent was to, what, offset the salary that Goff clearly didn't deserve because the Rams signed him too soon to his second contract and he didn't perform very well, and now look at him. I'm sure there's a story as to why the Rams said, we're done with you, that nobody knows. That you'd have to get several information men or women in our business really drunk to get that story out of them. I'm serious. And that's a subtext to this, and no one will talk about it this week. No one. McVay won't talk about it. Anybody who knows that story won't talk about it. Goff won't talk about it, but there's a subtext to it. And then, you know, Stafford was allowed to walk out. So there's the quarterback that might feel the revenge is Goff, if he has that bone in his body. It ain't Stafford. It might be bittersweet for him to be looking around going, okay, I guess I got to take these guys out. What a Sunday night that's going to be. I mean, that's why it's in front of the whole country in the biggest window they got, Sunday night. With all due respect to Big Fox, late window, I'm sure you could sit here and tell me the ratings will be better, which I know, I get it. I get it, Mike. You can cape for your...
I do.
Your...
I'm
employers.
Doing a basketball game right before that. Big
good for that'll be awesome. I'm sure everyone will watch that.
To do with
that. And then the last game, I know you're like it's kind of the throwaway, right?
Nobody asked for that on Monday.
I get it. Philadelphia is a huge story, and just to get deep in the TV business of things, is Fox pays a lot of money. Everybody pays a lot of money.
Yes.
But Fox lost the Cowboys to ESPN last Super Wild Card weekend against Tom freaking Brady. And so
I don't think the
league could look their friends at Fox in the face and say you lost Dallas a second year in a row.
You don't want to give them Chiefs, Dolphins?
Who?
On Monday night? How is that not the perfect?
Well, no, I get it, but
capper.
But
to
they also have to. Again, let's get deep in the business of things here. That Saturday night game is an exclusive to Peacock. I imagine our previous partners, prior to us joining the Roku channel.
Yes,
I'm sure they paid a nice chunk of change.
I think I saw it was $200 million.
Okay, so. That means that they want people to get as Peacock as much as people are going to have to get Peacock to see a game.
Right.
And by the way, you can see it right here on the Roku portal. And so make sure everybody out there in the sound of my voice listening on our pod and our terrestrial radio partners, this is a streamer. And God bless whoever's on the phone bank duty in Burbank, California, or 30 Rock on Saturday night. Those phone lines are going to light up, and there's going to be a bunch of people saying, where's my game? And the answer is Peacock. You're going to have to stream it, and the league did this purposefully for a partner that wants to drill down on this part of their business, and I'm sure they paid a pretty penny and had to get a really compelling matchup. That's your answer why that's winding up there.
I get it.
So, but Philadelphia and Tampa is going to be a fascinating game on Westwood One as well. I'll be in the studio for that. And so Philly could be one and done here. From 10-1 to one and done. And there's a lot of people out there, including an individual to my right and your left, that will be hate watching on Monday night, even though he doesn't have much of a hateful bone in his body.
He doesn't, but except for that team.
Will you be hate-watching Monday night?
Yeah.
Are you and I going to share Baker Mayfield as a child on Monday night?
I mean, you can keep him, but
I understand. By the end of the night, I will take back full custody.
For the record, I hate watch. Anytime I watch the Eagles, it's a hate watch.
That's what I mean.
You know, it's
so
nothing different.
Dude, the brotherly shove can get one and done.
Oh, man.
Jalen Hurts is hurt. A.J. Brown is hurt. Devontae Smith is hurt. The defense is hurt, and everyone's going to be looking at the game that night. So I understand, based on every other storyline I just mentioned,
right,
this one doesn't have much of a history. Baker Mayfield doesn't have any, you know, in his various travels, nothing to hate on Philadelphia.
Yeah, just a lot of juice in that game.
He and Jalen Hurts are both Oklahoma Sooners, you know. But this guy, Baker Mayfield, wants to show everybody that I'm the new quarterback here in Tampa. And what better way than to say, we're going to San Francisco. Or we're going to Dallas. Or we're going to Detroit. And telling the Philadelphia Eagles, you ain't all that. On behalf of many other fan bases. Joe and Troy.
Remember, though, these two teams played a few times in the early 2000s. They met.
Oh, sure. I mean, Warren Sapp will proudly tell you he shut down the Vet and then opened up the Link with a loss in back-to-back games.
2002 and 2003.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt.
That's 20 years ago.
But that's, yeah.
Well, I mean, but we
go back. No, we're talking storylines here. So.
Yeah, of course, storyline.
So that's your Super Wild Card Weekend setup. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. When we come back, I want to dive a little bit more into Philadelphia. We'll talk about some of these coaching issues that are going on around the National Football League. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items, from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back, and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store, and use my code EISEN. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. Looks like we might be getting one of my sons on next week too.
Nice.
Yeah, don't you think? We're circling around Baker coming on the program this very week.
Love it.
Don't you think?
That's,
I do too.
That's great.
I do too. So I can present him with co-custody papers of between me and TJ. Right? That's- But then again, I get full
just
custody back.
Yeah, just for 1 week.
Certainly if he goes to Dallas.
Oh, yeah. No, come on.
Then he's out of the family. Then you got to turn your back on him.
He's the black sheep.
He's out.
Done.
But you'll take him for 1 week, won't you?
1 week. I'll take that whole Tampa Bay team. But again, like I pointed out to you guys last week, as a Cowboy fan, I don't, like, doing this show and this job, I care. As a Cowboy fan, I don't care about none of these other teams. I'm concerned about my team and my game, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
You know?
I understand that. I understand that, because you're not a spiteful man.
Well, I am spiteful, but again, I can only...
It requires some extra oomph from you that you just don't want to spend on that when you put it all into...
Look, Rich,
into...
when this game kicks off, I'm going to be so nervous, okay? I just won't have the capability to worry about anybody else until that game is
understood.
Over.
Understood. Are you going to watch it with anybody?
No.
You watch it by yourself?
I have to. No. No way, man. Somebody's going to say something, the wrong thing at the wrong... Nah, can't happen.
Okay.
Can I come over?
No, definitely. You're the Del last person.
Well, you should
you
go
need
there.
To go over there.
You should go over there.
You should.
Because he needs help in somebody taking the ping pong table out at some point.
That's true.
It's still
that's
in there, right?
Still in there.
Bring it here.
2 years. It's been there 2 years. And every single time I'm like, you should bring it here. He goes, well, I'm trying to sell it. Oh, really?
2 years.
What a caper. Yeah. Great.
It'll be gone in a month, trust me.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Derek in Missouri, I saw you called in before we even went on the air. I appreciate that, Boxy. What's up, Derek?
Hey, Rich, fellas. How we doing? And happy Monday to you.
What's going on?
So, after seeing the question scenarios last week, that gave me a migraine before the playoffs were all set. I do want to say the Miami, KC, and Los Angeles, Detroit games bring a lot of intrigue more than anything, just because, you know, Tyreek going back to Kansas City. And how fitting is it that after Detroit winning their first division in 30 years, hosting their first home game in a long time, that you have your old quarterback of 12 years, franchise quarterback, return to play his former team?
Can't make it
up. You can't ask for anything better.
Can't make it up. Seriously, you can't make it up.
One other thing, Rich, I wanted to throw an idea for you for a top five segment.
Okay.
So Susie inspired me with what she said last week on your show at the end of, on Tuesday, saying that the Alabama-Michigan Rose Bowl game was one of the best sporting events she had ever taken in.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought for an idea for you guys, for you, Brockman, Dutch Hippolyte, if he's ever there, and nice. TJ, you guys do a top five segment of the top five best sporting events you'd ever taken in person.
All right, Derek, thank you for the call, and we appreciate you splashing mud on Del Tufo in the drive-by.
I don't respect that. I'm going to turn my back on you, man.
I don't respect that. I feel like we might have done something like that before. We at least talked about it. We didn't do a top five or anything.
Right. Del Tufo can't boil it down to five. And I'm sure he's happy to tell you.
But, Mike, as a fan, you working doesn't count.
No, I mean...
I've been him a lot as a fan.
I know number one for you is taking credit for the K-Corner, because the guys who actually created the K-Corner left, and the New York Times happened to stroll by for interviews by the time you were in there.
That's
my favorite.
That's bottom of the 10.
Del Tufo being quoted in the New York Times as a creator of the K-Corner back in the Gooden days, because the actual ones left early to beat traffic, and he was standing there, and he took full credit for it.
How do you leave a creation like that and not take it with you? They deserve to have it.
There will be future generations that hear about the K-Corner and wonder about its origin, and then, of course, go to the New York Times as a source, and they'll be like, oh, this guy, Del Tufo.
In black and white. Print. Never goes away. I have a legacy. Thank God.
Roger in York, Pennsylvania. What's up, Roger?
York. PA. How much, Rich? How you doing?
What's going on, Roger? What's up?
Happy New Year, guys. Not
same.
Much.
Hey, Happy New Year to you.
Before we get started, TJ, I wanted to ask you, last time I called from York, Pennsylvania, you said something about York College. What you know about Spartan Nation?
Spartan Nation?
York College of Pennsylvania.
What do I know about them? Nothing, really.
Oh, you said something about it last time. I digress.
Okay.
Anyway.
Was it disparaging?
Never.
Pardon?
Never.
Was it disparaging?
What's on your mind, Roger?
My friend went there.
I just love Rich, people
going
are
about,
jousting
I'm going about. You had mentioned Leon Lett earlier, of all people.
Ooh, I did, yes.
Play back in the day.
Yeah.
Jimmy Johnson would never have put up with what I just seen occur in York last week. The Philadelphia Eagles are in the midst of whatever losing streak they are or whatever bad timing they're having at the end of the year. They had a couple of players that showed up at the local mall here to do a paid autograph signing. And I remember an instance where Jimmy Johnson told two players, you can do that, but you've got to wait till February to make your money doing your autograph signings. And I just wanted to see your viewpoint on that because Jalen Hurts did mention commitment.
Oh, I don't listen. And thanks for the call, Roger. I appreciate it. I don't believe whatever ails the Eagles isn't because people aren't committed. I honestly, nobody knows the real reasons or put their finger directly on why the Eagles are performing so badly right now. Honestly, it's a mystery to so many others. And the answer I hear back from my colleagues on Game Day Morning and from everybody else that we've had on this program is there is no one answer. Mm-hmm. It's just a mixture of everything from the dreaded Super Bowl hangover. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. What it means is that when you lose a Super Bowl, it's difficult to push the same rock up the same hill again. It's much easier to do it when you win. It's a psychological thing. Also, when you make the Super Bowl, you frequently lose important parts of your program, whether it is a player or two from free agency because you can't keep them, or you lose a coach. And they lost both.
Yeah.
And they lost both coordinators, neither of whom made the playoffs in their new jobs as head coach, but I think showed some, you know, moxie and success in varying degrees, obviously in Indianapolis and Arizona, as to why they're good coaches. Although Shane Steichen's play calling in the final throws against the Texans leaves a little bit of questions. Mm-hmm. But the Colts were right there with a backup quarterback. And the Arizona Cardinals, I mean, worst tank job ever. Like, you know, being in every game. So there's that. There's the fact that Hurts doesn't appear to be healthy. Yeah. He'll never say it. They'll never say it.
All season.
Right. Yeah. So he doesn't appear to be healthy. And defensively, they're not the same team. They just aren't. It's the same, some of the same names, but they are not performing at all. At all. And you got to wonder if right now, Nick Sirianni, who took the play calling away from Sean Desai and gave it to Matt Patricia, I mean, you got to wonder if he's just going to take the car keys back and the number two pencil and say, we're not doing that anymore. And I don't know. Do you give it back to Desai? I mean, this is it. This is it now, folks. And do you you're the offensive guy too. Do you like call the plays? I don't know. Or do you damn the torpedoes like that? I don't think he's going to do that on offense, but why wouldn't he do that on defense? The defense has been worse since Patricia started calling plays, with all due respect to a guy that I like. I'm just calling it as I see it. I mean, terrible. They no-showed in New York yesterday, and I understand they didn't have a lot of guys out there that they would normally have out there in a must-win game, and we'll see them hopefully for the Eagles on Monday in Tampa. But like I told you, you know, the who's more likely to flip a switch in the playoffs, the Chiefs or the Eagles? I will take the Chiefs 10 times out of 10 right now. If I'm the Eagles, I guess what I'll do is, because that offensive line isn't struggling, I don't think, run it. Run it, run it, run it. Play action and run it. And then run it more and run it more. Get back to your 40 carries, and if it doesn't keep work, then keep hitting it again and use those guys up front. Kelsey and Lane Johnson, lean on them, yeah. I would say. Certainly if Hurts has something wrong with his middle finger and he'll have trouble throwing deep balls, which is what the initial conversation on the health front when you're going on Twitter from the health experts that don't pay for their blue check marks.
Well, and the best deep ball threat that they have hasn't looked right in over a month, and he's banged up, A.J. Brown.
Well, I don't know what the hell happened with him. Well, I mean, and how he got totally ignored.
He doesn't get the ball anymore.
I don't know what happened.
Does he need another sideline dust-up, TJ?
I don't know what happened. Again, it's just such a major mystery. Yeah. There's not one answer, and there's probably stuff behind the scenes we don't know that can give a few more clues, but that's probably not happening. But the Eagles, I think right now, you look at the AFC wildcard race, the 5 seed are the Cleveland Browns with Joe Flacco and that defense and that running game and that head coach and the 5 seed in the NFC right now. What's your confidence level on the 5 seeds? Difference in the 5 seeds right now. Major disparity.
And then you
look at a Dolphins team that's going to go to Kansas City, and then you look at a Steelers team going to Buffalo. You look at the Rams and you look at the Packers. What's your confidence level in who's going to win? Which 5 seed's going to win and which 6 and 7 seed's going to win? Although, don't discount the Steelers.
That's what I'm saying.
I want to say that.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Let's take a beat because I'm going to stick my toe back in those waters again.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Okay. We're not going to apologize for winning.
Yeah, so don't go anywhere.
Oh, man.
More phone calls, 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on The Rich Eisen Show. Yeah, I'm going to start the show by saying don't let the Bills in the tournament, and next segment I'm going to take them out. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
You're looking at Twitter right now. Robert Kraft trending with Tucker Kraft. Two different crafts, same sport.
Tucker Kraft.
Is Kraft cheese trending?
That dude's been good, man.
He has. Kraft cheese. You know who's also trending? Joe Coy is trending.
Trending is...
Well, I mean... Yeah.
It's a tough gig, man.
Yeah, he put in a tough spot. Nobody wanted to do it. So he got asked 10 days ago.
10 days.
So, you know, it's a short amount of time.
He was the host of the Golden Globes last night.
Yeah.
Which we watched quite a bit of in the Eisenhower.
Really good comedian. You know, it's very popular. He's Asian, and so just didn't hit. Well, you know, he had a few bombs last night. It happens.
Well, I mean,
tough room.
Taylor Swift wasn't happy with the gig.
She didn't play along.
I think she was very much in on it.
I don't think so, pal.
No, I think she did not play along.
Dude, this again.
Everybody in that room plays along with those things.
Let me just say one more thing here. Because I'm reading about, he's getting eviscerated today, Joe Coy, the comedian who took the gig for the Golden Globes 10 days before. How are they? I understand that there's stuff going on with the Hollywood Foreign Press or whatever. But
I mean, five, six people said no.
So here's the deal. I'm seeing all this stuff. Do not take it out on hosts. There is a reason for hosts. There is. We are not indispensable people.
Like the Academy
Just because when somebody falls flat, comedians, there's a difference between being a comic and a host. You understand? Hosts can enhance. Don't take it out on us. There's reasons for hosts. So if you want a professional host, hire a professional host. Some of them can be funny. If you need. And won't dare to mess with the Swifties. Or you just got shown up by the host. Thank you. Back on the Rich Eisen Show. Game time tickets. Take your mobile device, your phone, your iPad, whatever, your tablet, and put the Game Time app there and start shopping for tickets. Sports, music, comedy, theater events, all of them near you. There's last minute deals that are killer. And again, so many folks are like, you know what? We can be free tonight. Let's go find something in the area. All in prices, view from your seats, best price guarantee. Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. You can find exclusive flash deals and sponsor deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And it takes the guesswork straight out with just buying tickets in seconds with two taps. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use my code RICH, $20 off your first purchase too. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account and redeem code RICH for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. So, I just mentioned how maybe Nick Sirianni's got to consider all his options this week. Changing play callers. Maybe he calls plays himself. I don't know. You know why he won't do that, certainly in terms of himself, is because that gives off an indication to your team that you're out of options. And you're not acting like yourself. You're not showing that it's about us in this room. We have the way through it. I don't know. That's the way I hear from coaches. Because you know who's a coach who never changes? His approach?
Your boy.
Well. And I know Steelers fans are like, Mike Tomlin never changes his approach. And that's his problem. But look who's in the playoffs. Now, I'm not spiking the football completely here. But, Steeler fans, would you rather be sitting at home right now? Like the Colts? Would you rather be sitting at home right now? Your team is going to Buffalo and your coach won't play the nobody believes in his card. He won't do it. I've even asked him if he ever considered it leading into the season, and he goes, no, because my team wouldn't believe me because that's not the way I talk. But this team, yes, it could have been better if they went to Mason Rudolph sooner. Yes, it could have been better if you got rid of Matt Canada sooner. We're assuming that's the case. But the bottom line is, you're in the playoffs. You got a ticket to the dance. I'm nervous and concerned for you because TJ Watt doesn't appear to be able to go. And this team, we did the numbers in advance of the game against the Colts. When Watt is in, and Watt is not in. I believe the team when Watt's not in is like 1-10. They don't win games when 90's out there on the sideline. They just don't. And it's not good when he's not in there. But this team is putting it all together. And what they are doing right now, if I'm concerned about Buffalo, is Najee Harris has reemerged as a beast.
That's true.
And he and Jaylen Warren are hitting you. And if you get that one play to Pickens, or as we saw in the Baltimore Rain Saturday night, that one play to Deontay Johnson, and you're having trouble running it yourself against the Steelers D. But I totally understand why everybody thinks the Bills are going to win this game, and push comes to shove on game day morning when I'm choosing.
You'll pick Buffalo for sure.
I because I started the show saying don't let the Bills in the tournament, And I understand the pushback would be, hey, Rich, great. I'm glad we made it, but we're one and done again. We're not the Bills moving on. We're the Steelers barely making it. Our coach still doesn't have a losing record. Great. Where are the banners? But they're in the playoffs. They made it, which when they were losing to the Cardinals and the Patriots and then the Colts, I was getting eviscerated from the Steeler faithful.
But if you're looking at next season, would you rather be the Steelers or the Colts?
Well, I mean, I think Anthony Richardson has a bigger upside than Kenny Pickett.
I think Pickett has no upside.
No upside.
I mean, he's benched for Mason Rudolph.
Well, he's playing the hot hand right now. So, yeah, would I rather have a situation where I see an ultra-talented beat you with his feet and his arms and his heart type guy than what they have at quarterback? Yeah. Would I rather have the Steelers' defense? Yeah. And would I rather have Mike Tomlin? I would.
Interesting.
I would. I'll be as consistent as on this subject matter as he is with his team. And if the Steelers get one and done by the Buffalo Bills, you know who's going to keep Mike Tomlin? The Rooneys.
Well, that's where loyalty is their biggest fault.
Maybe. But they made the playoffs. This team was dead in the water. They're 10-7. So what? Don't say so what. You can't say so what. It's got to matter for something. I haven't made the playoffs. My team hasn't made the playoffs since 2010.
But you want to make the playoffs and lose by 30?
I'd rather make the playoffs. I'd rather have loved than lost than not at all. Hell yeah.
Yeah, we're different in that aspect. But
Keep building and hope and change. Hope and change.
They're not any better keep than changing. They were.
How do the Atlanta Falcons look right now? They changed their coach again.
That's 3 straight years at 7-10. I mean, they're...
I get it.
They're not there.
Hope and change, as opposed to the Steelers, where you know what you got, and
you're not going to win. They're not going to win the championship.
This year?
Yeah.
Correct.
Most teams aren't going to win the championship.
Actually, there's 31 of them.
Yeah.
But they're not even contending. They don't even have a chance.
Say they're not contending. They're in the playoffs, which means they are contending.
Yeah, but every year, now that they've expanded to 7 teams in each league, that 7th seed is usually garbage. And Steelers are garbage. They're going to go to Buffalo and get smacked. It's not going to be pretty.
Okay.
I disagree.
I disagree, too. I think that's going to be a game. I think that if there's a turnover-prone quarterback who's also going to win the day eventually, that the Steelers are going to I think it'll prove difficult. But there's no banners being hung where we make things difficult in losing. I get it.
Where's the banner for 17th straight winning season?
I know you're giving voice to what I hear, but right now, you're in it. And when I was getting lit up saying, you don't know what you're talking about, and again, I apologize for saying the words, you're out of your friggin' mind. I think that's what maybe inflamed the situation.
Yeah.
It's my language. But I'll tell you what, there's an owner in Carolina, and I would tell you, Arthur Blank would sit up straight in his chair if Mike Tomlin's available. So would the Chargers ownership.
Yeah.
So would the Raiders.
So would the Washington.
You don't think Mark Davis would want to put Mike Tomlin out there in Las Vegas? So be careful what you wish for again. And by the way, enjoy the wild card weekend because there is more than half the league that is not.
Stupid.
Wild card weekend. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. When we come back, let's talk what Belichick had to say today and what Aaron Rodgers had to say today. That'll be interesting. 844-204-RICH, number to dial on the program.
I think Tomlin and Bill are kind of the same. Like, if you're going to get rid of these guys and you're a new team, what excites you about hiring them?
The fact that if you put the proper, weaponry in their hands, they know how to win a championship with it. I'd have to think about it. Again, one meeting with Bill Belichick is all you need to have. And one meeting with Tomlin is all you need to have to know this is a different coach and candidate in front of you. Totally different.
It's not the same league now than when Tomlin got hired, even when he won a championship.
You're still talking to men and needing to get them and motivate them to win. And the difference between Tomlin and Belichick is one guy was talking today saying, I'm already looking forward to next year. And one guy's getting ready to face the Buffalo Bills in the playoffs with a ticket in his hand.
It's about and inspiring, he wants one, it's inspiring and he
once,
fan bases.
And he once went from the garbage, inspiring to use your phrase, last seed to the championship podium. He did that.
That's a six seed.
Which at the time was the seventh seed of six seeds. I'm not mistaken.
I like that. Spinning
it. Oh, boy. So much to talk about because there's 14 teams still in it, and the rest of the league is now as relevant as ever because they are looking forward to next year, and moves need to be made or not.